It was Albert Einstein who once predicted that the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones. So destructive is the current arsenal of nuclear arms that the world as we know it could be simply wiped out if such weapons of mass destruction are set off. But this doomsday scenario can be avoided, says Jonathan Granoff, an attorney in Philadelphia, who has little time to practice law these days because he's so occupied with efforts at the UN and elsewhere to promote nuclear disarmament. He says we must work not only to abolish these spooky weapons, but also to heal the deep divisions among people that could provoke catastrophe. In this era when religious fanaticism seems a more dangerous force than ever, Jonathan Granoff ponders how far we've strayed from the origin of the great traditions.
Every religious revelation affirms that behind the apparent changing scenes of the world, there is a power of unconditional, unlimited love and compassion. That's true of Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Judaism. All of the great religions are founded on that premise. And then doctrines arise, dogmas, ways of pursuing that great unconditional love. These doctrines and rituals are like a finger. But if you only look at the finger and not that which the finger is pointing toward, you lose the meaning. If you forget that the purpose of God's gift of religions is to open the human heart to receive God's blessing, and you use religion to separate and to exalt human arrogance, then instead of it bringing humanity together, it separates. And that comes from a fear of living under the sovereignty of this great mystery of unconditional love.
Well, we certainly see religious extremism, fundamentalism practiced all over the world. What goes wrong when a person is seeking a sacred path and somehow ends up committing violence?
Usually they're trying to protect the truth instead of seeking refuge in the truth. Usually they're saying, my group, singularly has the truth, and we must protect it from them. And they have forgotten the very basic ethical principle that you can find in every religious system. In Hinduism, they stated as, this is the sum of duty. Do not unto others that which would cause you pain if done to you. In Islam, no one of you is a believer until he desires for the other that which he desires for himself. So there is in fundamentalism, there is a complete ignoring of the basic ethical foundation of every religious faith. And that is the insanity. It is a denial of the value of those with whom you disagree. Our humanity only grows when we learn to love the person who is different than us. My son, when he was 16, went to Hiroshima and worked on a documentary film interviewing survivors of the atomic bomb, the Hibakusha they're called. And he came back and he said, Dad, I really didn't understand what had happened until I met people who were there. And it was human to me after that. But what really hit me, Dad, was when I went to the Peace Museum in Osaka. And there were two rooms. He said, one room, there was pictures of the Holocaust. And he said, because of my son was speaking, my wife is from Armenian heritage. Because of our Armenian heritage, I had a sensitivity to genocide and the Holocaust. And because of my Jewish background, I had a sensitivity to genocide and the Holocaust. And I could identify with those people. But after that, then when I went into the next room, which were the same pictures that I had seen in Hiroshima, it hit me. You cannot kill massive numbers of people until you first dehumanize them. And you cannot dehumanize people until you first deny the capacity, the human capacity of compassion within oneself. So the first act before killing the other is denying one's own compassion. And I said to my son, I haven't learned more than that yet. Now I really believe you're a man.